This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Investigators continue to comb through the books of Wall Street money manager Bernard Madoff, trying to figure out the extent of his alleged fraud. Last week, the Wall Street titan was arrested and charged with running a massive Ponzi scheme. Madoff allegedly paid old investors with money from new investors and is said to have run up $50 billion in losses. We were curious about the psychology behind this kind of financial fraud, so we turned to Nomi Prinz. She worked on Wall Street and wrote the book Other People's Money, The Corporate Mugging of America.
Yeah, I think there's a self-justification process that a lot of these guys have, whether they're doing something completely wrong or marginally within legal lines, which a lot of times in finance are pretty fuzzy to begin with. There's a kind of master of the universe slash self-justification process that these guys go through. And I just find that whether they actually committed crimes, were indicted for them, or aren't, but are doing a lot of largesse types of transactions and dealing with customers and bravado of getting money in the door for whatever it is they use it for, it's a very similar type of at least external personality and a lot of times internal personality.
Well, let's talk about that internal part. How would the self-justification for this kind of Ponzi scheme run, theoretically, in Bernard Madoff's mind?
Well, there's, I think, two main levels that I would think were going on his mind. One is that I'm good at this. And he was for a very long time. And that has in it a kind of self-justification based on an ego factor. I can do this. I'm really good at this. And I think on a more detailed level, if he thought about it, when he thought about it, the justification probably went something like, look, I'm not doing anything that far wrong. I'm getting assets in the door. I am promising returns to my customers. They're not the highest returns they could get going somewhere else, but, you know, I'm giving them money back. The game is that he's been bringing in money. He's robbing from Peter to pay Paul, but as long as there's another Peter around, Paul's doing okay, and he can justify Paul's actually even doing better with his payoff to Paul than he might do going to a run-of-the-mill hedge fund or someone who wasn't as good at getting Paul his money. And I think that, together with the ego and the persona and the ability to just attract all these people and all of this money into the door, were the two angles that were probably somewhere inside of his head as he was conducting for a while a game that really worked.
You used to work with investment banks on Wall Street. Would you say that the mentality of a Bernard Madoff is pretty typical of the kinds of superpowers on Wall Street that you came to know?
I think it's typical of a lot of the egos that run around Wall Street. There is a very strong, not with anybody, but certainly with a lot of the people that rise through Wall Street, separation between sort of their natural powers that they believe themselves to have in whether it's navigating the markets or convincing clients to do things or whatever it might be. It becomes a sort of superpower that they feel that they have, and it sort of melds into the egos that a lot of them have to get to those positions. You have to be able to disconnect yourself from the people or the money that you are extracting from in order to sort of look towards the greater deal or the greater trade. And a lot of these, and I got to say, all the characters I knew happened to have been men who fit into this category, it just so happens, really show that characteristic of, I am awesome. I can do this. I will swagger down halls, you know, whether actually or in my head, and I will make deals, and I am really good at it.
In the corporate fraud that you've looked at before, after the fact, in the aftermath, do you think there's genuine remorse on the part of the corporate heads who've been convicted? Or is it more, you know, I was doing okay until I got caught?
You know, I'm sure there is a reckoning of what's right and wrong when you're divorced from the game. But I also think when you're initially confronted with the losses of that game and caught, there probably is a, you know, I'm sorry, I got caught mentality. And I don't think actual remorse comes in until there's a period of disconnection and you can actually look back at what happened. I don't think that's the instant reaction.
Well, Nomi Prinz, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Nomi Prinz is the author of Other People's Money, The Corporate Mugging of America.